Trump was making those remarks with the criminally indicted Netanyahu sitting next to him. Netanyahu has a very long history, about 20, 25 years, of wiping the floor clean with every American president that he worked with, essentially ridiculing them, running rings around them, and destroying any possibility of a two-state solution, or trying to destroy it very efficiently, I must add. And there comes Trump with his recruitment strategy for MAGA, which is to outrage everyone, to destabilize us. But that strategy coalesces beautifully, resonates beautifully with, or horribly, with Netanyahu's project of destroying the Palestinian people, of destroying the chances of Israeli Jews to live peacefully, to live safely within Israel in a state of peace. So I am struggling to restrain myself from being outraged, because my outrage is Trump's success and part of his recruitment policy for MAGA, as I mentioned. We need unity amongst progressives all over the world, especially in Israel. We need not to lose sight of the amazing work that South Africa has been doing in utilizing international law and the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice to restore faith in humanity, in our own capacity to do something about the genocide which is unfolding in real time on our screens.